sorry to keep you waiting. Though I'm not really. Because Advent is a time of waiting. And we're not very good at it, are we? I think we may have just even noticed that right now, thinking, what's going on? Come on, Scott, it's your turn, get up. It's sermon time. We're not very good at waiting, because waiting can sometimes be difficult. It can be frustrating, it can be confusing, and sometimes it can be downright annoying. And yet waiting upon a child to be born in Bethlehem, waiting for love to come down, waiting for the kingdom of God to be established amongst us, that's what Advent's all about. Is it us who are waiting for love to come down? Or is it God who is waiting for love to come from us? You see, we talk lots and lots and lots about love in the church. Just flows off the tongue, out the mouth with ease, because these are the words we expect to say and are expected to say. But what does love look like in action? When we respond to this Christ child who comes amongst us and calls us to follow in his footsteps. To love like Christ is to love in a very, very different way, a counterintuitive way. It's to love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's to love your enemy who slaps you on one cheek as you offer your other cheek. To love as Christ is to love the world so much that you would give your life for it. To love like this baby that we're waiting upon is to love like the baby who became a man and who hung on a cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Micah proclaims in our reading this morning, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way for you. It's a time of preparation, this time of waiting. And this message from Micah sounds very familiar to the message picked up from Isaiah by John the Baptist. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness says, prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. It's not like we need to wait this morning to hear those voices. Those messages. We've heard this before, haven't we? Whether it be Jock Stein being the minister or Graham Foster or any number of ministers in the past, we've been through a lot of this over many years. The message is not new. We don't need to wait on the message. We need to respond to it. And yet, as we wait upon the glorious news of unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, so the world waits too for us to act as if the child has already come, which of course he has. And this is the world that waits for us, waits for us, the Christian people, to act in ways as if which we have already heard the message. Waits for us to respond to that rallying call. Waits for us me, you, to go to the poor, to go to the marginalized, the lost and the lonely, the broken and the bereaved, waits for us to shepherd them, to pastor them, as we have been called to do. One of the reasons I think the Church of Scotland is in a very precarious and difficult place these days is because we have not taken seriously the belief in the priesthood of all believers that I am not the minister, but that you are the ministers, that we together are called to be those who shepherd the flock. In 21 years of ministry in the Kirk, I know that people have often said to me, you need to do something about this, you need to do something about that. Mrs. McClumpher still hasn't been visited. The hospital visits are waiting to be done. The school assemblies are needing to be held, etc., 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 etc. We'll get the minister to do that. It's not the minister's job to do all these things. It's our job to be these things. And as you welcome me to church this morning, and as you welcome friends from St. David's High Church here into the steeple, the message is that we are called to love one another. For the prophets of Scripture have told us many, many times over, do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. Together, we are those people responding to this message upon which we sit and wait. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. Are you waiting on the Reverend Emma MacDonald to come and be the minister? I hope you're not. I've never met Emma, I don't believe. But I can tell you, she has a ministry in disappointment. What do I mean by that? I mean, if you expect her to rise up to the challenge of being a brilliant preacher, being a brilliant chaplain, being a brilliant pastoral carer, being brilliant with young people, being brilliant at education, being brilliant at evangelism, being brilliant, if you're expecting her to be super minister, I don't need to meet her to tell you she will disappoint you. Because it's not her job to be all these things. It's her job to come and lead as all ordained ministers are called to lead, all of us to be the church. Are we waiting upon the Lord this Advent season? Or is the Lord waiting upon us to act and to heed the message already proclaimed? My brief today in coming to be amongst you was to think about the shepherds who came to the stable that first Christmas and to remember that they were hard-working men protecting their vulnerable flock and they themselves being vulnerable people in the cold of the night under the every possible imminent attack of predators. And yet their work did not stop as they put themselves in harm's way for the sake of those in their care. And that is why I chose the passage that we have this morning from the New Testament that's not really actually an Advent text at all, from Mark's Gospel chapter 6. Because firstly, Jesus calls his disciples in that passage to wait, to take some time out, to be still. Come with me, he says, by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Oh, how a weary world still needs to hear such an invitation amidst the rush and the bustle, and how the Church of Scotland needs to hear that message again amidst all the anxiety and strain and concern of where things might be going. Come with me. Shh. Come with me to a quiet place and get some rest. There's echoes there of Jesus saying, come unto me all who are weary and I shall give you rest. And in this time of waiting, for sure we should take some time out to definitely slow down, to pause, to stop, to pray, to reflect. And yet, the Advent time of waiting and hoping is that in that resting and in that place of peace, we might actually hear the voice of God call to us. Like a weary pregnant teenager traveling 9 months towards the birth of a child in a stable, or the weary old shepherds on the cold hillside trying to get some sleep under the stars of the night sky. We're not called to passive waiting, but expectant waiting. That something's going to happen, that God is going to call you, me, us, to be his people who have a purpose in our journey of life towards the stable of Bethlehem, to hear the message of the messenger and to hear the call of the Lord upon us to serve the world as a servant king would serve. Did you hear what happened in our New Testament reading this morning? The disciples all recognized that the people were hungry. Jesus had compassion upon the people who were without food. It says he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And in our waiting and in our resting and in our reflecting, we should see the crowd, see the world that needs God's love. See the world and all the strain and the hunger and the thirst for justice, and see that it is we who are called to respond. You give them something to eat, Jesus says. You. Or if I'm to follow on from the powerful message about Malawi that we heard earlier, you give them something to drink. A solar water pump, much needed by our brothers, our sisters. It's a time of waiting, of God waiting upon us to respond to the message that we've heard for so long. Are we waiting on God to act, or is God waiting upon us? Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise. Give, and you shall receive. Do unto others as you would want others to do unto you. Christ's constant message, the baby of Bethlehem's constant message, is a message of restoration and justice and hope. The voice of the prophet is the voice of one who calls attention to the work that is yet to be done. Prophets tell about things as they are and remind us that there's a better way. Prophets call us to notice where we've gotten off the right path and calls us to return to relationship with God. Prophets are channels for the words of God so that we might hear those words and then live them and then be channels to across the generations, we wait on love. And God waits upon us to participate in the return of God's love to earth as it is in heaven. So today, we wait on this second Sunday in Advent. Wait to hear the voice of God telling us what God wants us to do. Let us focus our attention and allow a hush to fall over us so that we may hear that voice this morning. You give them something to eat. You give them something to drink as we have compassion upon those who we see who are like sheep without a shepherd. Let us pray. Father God, in these changing days, in these days of great concern about health matters locally and nationally and internationally, we pray to you, the great healer of all, thanking you for your constant message to us that you are Emmanuel, come to us to be God with us. Even in the darkest of days, even when we have failed you, even when we have gone off the rails or got things wrong, your message is you still love us. You have mercy upon us. You call us to be your people. And so we would pray this morning, amidst the news of potential union for churches, amidst the news of new ministers coming amongst us, amidst the news of interim moderators working away in the background with nomination committees and Kirk Sessions and elders and the presbytery, we pray that your work would be getting done. Your kingdom would be coming through the acts of Christian people working as one in the city of Dundee, as well as across the sea, in places like Malawi or anywhere else. Help us to wait upon you for your call to come upon us. And help us to wait upon those who need your love as we seek to serve as you call us to serve. For we pray this prayer in Christ's name and for his sake, now and evermore. Amen.